That's how you're gonna do
yeah.
it. Ready? 3, 2, 1, and.
A warm welcome to Disky Talk with Luyolo. If you're tuning in for the very first time, I ask that you please do subscribe and hit that notification bell. If you've been a part of this journey, I hope you thoroughly enjoy this episode. So, on today's episode, we discuss all things DStv Premiership fixtures. So, on today's episode, I'm going to have a tactical preview of two upcoming fixtures. That being Kaizer Chiefs versus Royal AM, and then Orlando Pirates versus Chippa United. So, I will then start with Kaizer Chiefs. So, Kaizer Chiefs will take on Royal AM this upcoming fixture. And, yeah, very interesting one going into this game, considering the fact that Kaizer Chiefs lost their last game against Mamelodi Sundowns 2-0. And that Royal AM were able to pick up their very first 3 points against Chippa United. But let's head then into the tactical preview of this encounter. So, Kaizer Chiefs will be represented by the blue team. And then Royal AM will be represented by the red team. So, the last time Kaizer Chiefs started out with 3-4-3, which would transition into a 3-4-2-1. And we do know that they started with Dube as the left-sided centre-half. They had Cardoso as the libero. They had Matoa as the right-sided centre-half. They had Nange and Alexander as the double pivot in midfield. As the left-wing back, Hlanti. As the right-wing back, they had Njabulo Blom. And then Dolly as the right-sided number 10, or the right inverted winger would come in, and then they had Nukovic as the left inverted winger. Yeah, I know, it's crazy, you know, Nukovic playing as a left wing, should be playing up front, you know, and then Biliat who starts up front. So that's how Kaizer Chiefs went about things the last time, but I highly doubt that that's how they're going to set up this time around, you know, especially considering the fact that against Sundowns, yes, from a defensive perspective, at times, this formation did work. And at times, going forward, it worked as well. But it didn't get the result. And also considering Dube's performance. So, I think Dube drops out and that they go back to a back four. I think that's what we're going to see. They're going to go back to their 4-2-3-1. And going into this one then, I think you're going to have Blom at right back. You know, Blom has been our most consistent player. I think he's done really well in this position. He's made it his own. And yeah, he's really growing in confidence. And I'm also loving how he delivers those balls into the box, especially when he gets into that area. He's sort of become so comfortable in vertical zone 5 and delivering those balls, you know. And he is a player that is growing in confidence, you know. Going to be very interesting to see how he develops going forward. But he will definitely start at right back. He is the mainstay. He's been so consistent. And I think that he's been Kaizer Chiefs' best player so far this season. And then the two centre-halves. Look, after the display that Dube had, I think Stuart Baxter will go back to his tried and tested, the experienced pair of Matoa and Cardoso. And I don't think we're going to see Dube playing anytime soon. Nor do I think we're going to see Njabulo Ngobo playing anytime soon. But I would like for Njabulo Ngobo to be instituted at the heart of defense. You know, if he's not going to play Dube and Ngobo, at least have Ngobo coming in alongside Matoa or Cardoso. I think it'd be a lot better. But you will see Matoa. Look at me now mixing their names. Madoso. Well, that's what they would be named if you put the two of them into one. Madoso, you know. So, you will have Matoa as the right-sided centre-half and Cardoso as the left-sided centre-half. Then we will see Hlanti going back to left-back. I think that's the back four that will start for Kaizer Chiefs. And then in the heart of midfield, you have Nange and Cole Alexander. So, I think this is a double pivot, which is doing really well for Kaizer Chiefs. Very strong in the heart of midfield, especially Nange. You know, when it comes to playing, you know, Nange, you know, is showing very good signs of being a midfielder who's fit for the jersey for Kaizer Chiefs. And a midfielder who's going to grow in leaps and bounds as well, you know. There's so much more that he can still offer, you know. And I think he's done really well so far. Each game he's played for, Kaizer Chiefs, I think he's had a very good performance, you know, to a certain degree. I think he's been one of the best players for Kaizer Chiefs so far. So Nanga and Cole Alexander in there. Dolly to start off the right-hand side and then drift in. So I think Dolly's doing really well in vertical zone 4, where he pops up in the right-sided half space, especially when you consider the relationship that he's forming with Blom down this side. And I think the relationship that they have between vertical zone 4 and 5 is quite the beautiful relationship, you know. And what they're doing down the right-hand side for Kaizer Chiefs, you know, they're doing really well, because a bulk of Kaizer Chiefs' chances are being instituted and created from the right-hand side, which is lovely to see, because they've got this natural understanding between them with regards to how they operate within the final third, and also in consolidation phase, you know. Whenever they link up play in consolidation phase, they do really well as well. So very interesting then to see how Dolly grows into this Kaizer Chiefs side, especially when he comes into full fitness, you know, because we do know that he's not there with regards to his fitness. But once he gets there, I think he'll be a very big player for Kaizer Chiefs. You know, he'll be the most important player for Kaizer Chiefs. So he will start on the right side, and off the left-hand side, most likely Nukovic as usual. But personally, I wouldn't go with Nukovic. I would be looking to go with a Sekgota in there, you know, especially considering how off the left-hand side we haven't... Yeah, we've been struggling off the left-hand side from an offensive perspective, if we have to be honest. And I think if you add Sekgota, who's got that zip and who's got that energy and that creativity off the left-hand side, I think we can get a lot more from Sekgota from the left-hand side. But we do know it's going to be Nukovic. And then and as the second striker, it's most likely going to be Parker and then Biliat. So I think Stuart Baxter will go back to his tried and tested for this one. I don't see him changing things and tweaking things, you know. I think he goes back to the tried and tested. The lineup that lined up against Barroca, I think that's what he's going to go with. But I think with the fitness and the emergence of Manyama again, I think what could be an idea is going with Manyama as the false nine, and then Biliat off the left, and then having Ngobo play here. Or what you can do is, if you want to be very aggressive and offensive, because you are playing against a Royal AM, a side that you can actually go for and attack, what you can do is, you can start Biliat as the second striker, have Sekgota there, have Manyama as the false nine, and then Dolly. Very offensive front four, but these are players who are on a similar wavelength with regards to how they play and how they understand the game, and players who all have an eye for goal, and all of them are creative, which could bode really well for Kaizer Chiefs, especially considering that this Royal AM side set up with the back three, and in midfield, they don't have a thoroughbred defensive midfielder, which is something I'm going to go into when I tactically analyze them. But this is then what I would do then with Kaizer Chiefs. Either go with Biliat as the second striker, have Manyama as a false nine now that he's and now that we've seen him come back to fitness, and then have Sekgota start off the left, or have Ngobo as the number 10, Sekgota there, and then Biliat as the false nine. But we know that with Stuart Baxter, he likes his experienced players, and he's going to go with the tried and tested. So it's going to be Nukovic off the left, Parker there, and then Biliat starting up top. So at home, do let me know, what do you make of Kaizer Chiefs lineup? Yes, we do know that as the Kaizer Chiefs faithful, we would like to see change, but it's clear Baxter is set on going with his tried and tested and with his experienced players. But let's move on then to Royal AM. So, very interesting then with Royal AM. They've just picked up their first 3 points against Chipper United. They're a side who look to dominate ball possession. And John Maduka does set up with a very offensive 3-4-3. So, in goals, they started with... It started with Hugo Onyame, who's a very experienced Cameroonian goalkeeper who's been with this Royal AM side for the longest time, and who was paramount last season in the GLAAD Africa Championship for them in goals. And then they start with a back three of Umangaye, who starts as the right-sided center half. Then Rikoto starts in the middle of the back three as a libero, and then Lingwati starts as the left-sided center half. So what you can expect from this back three then, from a qualitative perspective, is that A, they're very comfortable on the ball and very patient in build-up. You know, this isn't a back three that will just hoof the ball. And what I like about the back three of Royal AM is that there's so much duality with regards to the offensive perspective and the defensive perspective. So, from an offensive perspective, when it comes to developing the ball and working it up within the build-up phase and then playing it into consolidation phase, what they're very good at is that they're very comfortable and they find their midfielders into feet. And then from a defensive perspective, they're very strong and they're very solid defensively. And then, moving on then into midfield, where I did mention that they don't have an out-and-out defensive midfielder. So this is where Kaizer Chiefs could look to capitalize in vertical zone 3, where they could look to overload in vertical zone 3 and look to have a numerical advantage where they could capitalize on Royal AM's weakness. So in vertical zone 3 then, when we look at Royal AM in the deep areas, they start with Given, Mashikinya, and then Mahlasela as well. So these are actually two very offensive-minded midfielders. So with Mahlasela, he's more of a 10, and Mashikinya is more of an 8, you know. But he plays as the deepest-lying midfielder. So he's a deep-lying playmaker. So that tells you all about what John Maduka is trying to do and what style of play he's trying to institute. Ball players throughout this team, actually. And then in the wing-back area, you've got Mkhize, who starts as the right-sided winger. And then as the left-sided wing-back, you've got Tsidiso Monamoti, who is a player who was formerly with Bidvest Fits in his development years, and then with Kaizer Chiefs in the MDC side, and did spend some time in the NFD with Cape Town All-Stars as well at some point. So, yeah, left-footed player, you know, who's very comfortable on the ball. In the final third, he can deliver that quality, can deliver crosses. But because coming up through the youth ranks of Wits, he did play as an attacking midfielder. He's a player who's very comfortable in the half spaces. So at times he could look to cut in and look to have a goal by himself, you know. That's what he did in the game against Chipper United. At times he popped up in this half space. So very offensive, very, very offensive lineup, this Royal AM side. And they play on the front foot, and they're not afraid to play. And then the front three that they went with, they had Potsane, Victor Litswalo, and then Mabena. So, which is also a very, very strong front three. And what I like about this front three, from a qualitative perspective, in Potsane, you've got creativity and you've got speed. In Victor Litswalo, you've got speed and you've got goals. And then with Mabena, you've got the experience, the guile, and the goals. But now, Mabena got injured. He went off, which then saw Mashiane coming in. And then Litswalo becoming the main striker, the central striker, which then he also got the goal. He scored a penalty. So that's how Royal AM will be looking to line up for this encounter. And what's going to be interesting going into this one, like I mentioned, is that from a midfield perspective, in vertical zone 3, this is where Kaizer Chiefs could look to institute a numerical advantage, A, and look to create so many chances, because this is where Royal AM are thin. Are in this midfield, they are very thin. So from a defensive perspective, but whenever Royal AM get the ball, they will look to play and they will look to attack this Kaizer Chiefs side. So it's going to be a very interesting encounter with regards to this one. But the key players that I will highlight from Royal AM perspective, we're looking at Potsane and Litswalo. And the reason why we're looking at Potsane, when you look at this Kaizer Chiefs backline, I think you can get at it. And the backline doesn't have much speed. So with Potsane's trickery, speed, and eye for goal, he's a player that can look to do harm on the day against Kaizer Chiefs. And then with Litswalo, he will obviously then occupy the main role up front, because when I looked at that Mabena injury, it looked like a very bad ankle injury. So I think it'll take a while before he gets back, you know, unless something miraculously happens and he slots back in, which personally I would like for him to be fully fit and get back in, because from a qualitative perspective, I'd like to see a high quality encounter with all the best players on the pitch. But Letsoalo will most likely then be the main striker, the main number nine up front, and look to occupy that back line of Kaizer Chiefs. And then when we have a look at Kaizer Chiefs, Dolly is going to be very important in this game. And then Patuchetsa Nange. And the reason why then I start with Dolly is because when you look at Royal AM, another problem they sort of struggle with is dealing with when it comes to defending in vertical zone 1 and vertical zone 5. When it comes to defending in these zones, the reason why at times they struggle is because when you play with the back three and you've got the wing back, sometimes the wing back doesn't tuck in quick enough. So sometimes the center back will be tucked in and then he won't tuck in quick enough, you know. So sometimes it becomes a five at the back when you don't have the ball and you have to go defensive. So sometimes then this wing back wouldn't tuck in quick enough. You know, that is Tiriso Munamedi. And Tiriso, like I mentioned, naturally he's an offensive player. He's thinking of going forward. So this is a side that Kaizer Chiefs could look to exploit with Njabulo Plom as well. And then when you look at Patuchetsa Nange and his importance going into this game, I think he's going to be very important because in the midfield, like I say, Cole Alexander will most likely stay. So let's have a look at it when Kaizer Chiefs are in the opposition half, you know. So you'll have your Piliat there, you'll have Nukovic there, you'll then have Parker there most likely, and then you'll have Cole who will stay deep. So from a midfield perspective, because they don't have an out-and-out defensive midfielder, unless Lantjeni Palani comes back in, but I don't see that happening. I don't see him changing a winning side. Patuchetsa Nange will be very important when it comes to going forward. This is a game where we don't need a double pivot for Kaizer Chiefs. You actually have to go out and attack the game. If anything, in this game, you could even start one pivot. So you could even start Patuchetsa Nange and then even have Ngobo and because it's Baxter, he'll put Parker there. Because we know, you know. But if it was me, I then would have started Ngobo and then a Biliat as a 10 in there, and then have Dolly there, and then have Sukhota, and then have Manyama as a false nine. That's how I would have started, because this is a game that you can actually attack, you know. Even if you want to, maybe you take Manyama out, you have Bilal as a false nine, you start with Ngobo there and a Sabelo Khatebe, which would be a great game to integrate the young Sabelo Khatebe. This is a game where, from a midfield perspective, you can actually go out and attack and play that beautiful football, because like I say, Royal AM in this area, they're a bit thin. But anyway, with regards to that encounter then, I think it's going to be a very interesting encounter, but I'll have to give this game to Kaizer Chiefs because of experience, and also because Royal AM are still sorting out a few things off the pitch with regards to their players, and also they lack in the midfield, you know, which I think is going to count against them. And I think as offensive as they are, which is a great thing and we love to see, but there isn't much of a balance between their offensive and they're defensive, you know. So if they had balance, then I would say that, okay, they more or less are in the right path. But I still think they have to sort out the balance perspective. I think there's one too many ball players in there. You need maybe one more defensive-minded midfielder in there. So because of that, I'll give it to Kaizer Chiefs. And I think Kaizer Chiefs will win this game 2-1. 2-1 to Kaizer Chiefs. I see it as a narrow win, you know. If it's not 2-1, it's going to be 1-0 to Kaizer Chiefs. But anyway, let's move on right along then to the next encounter, which then will be Orlando Pirates versus Chipper United. So, also another interesting encounter, you know. I always think that it's always a very interesting encounter when one team comes from winning a game and the other team comes from losing a game, you know. Very interesting to see how the team that has lost, how do they react? Very interesting to see how the team that has won, how do they maintain that going forward? But let's have a look then at Orlando Pirates versus Chipper United. So when we have a look at Orlando Pirates versus Chipper United, Orlando Pirates will be represented by the blue team, and then Chipper United will be represented by the red team. So when we have a look at Orlando Pirates then, the last time against Swallows, they started with Umpontshane in goals. At left back, they had Paseka Mako. Two center half. They had Happy Jet as the left-sided center half. They had Tyson Tlotayo as the right-sided center half. Then they had Bandi Leshandwe as the right back. And then in the heart of midfield, they started with the double pivot of Musele and Mabaso as the right wing. They started with Pule on the left. They started with Dlamini. Then they had Makubela sort of playing as the 10, the creative player behind the striker, which was a false 9 in Hotto. So with regards to this lineup going into this game, a couple of things that need to be changed. So I just think that at right back, they should put Mabaso in there. I think Abel Mabaso should start as a right back, which will then see a very strong back four for Orlando Pirates from a qualitative and tactical perspective. I think that would bode really well for Orlando Pirates from that perspective. And then when we have a look at the midfield, I think Kanyiso Zungu should be brought in alongside Musele. I think Musele has done really well in there so far, so I think he should continue in that position. Kanyiso Zungu should be brought in that double pivot, but as a deep laying playmaker. And then coming off the right, I think you keep with Pule. Off the left, you keep with Hotto. And then I would start with Mabasa as a recognized target man, you know. So that's the front three I'd be looking to institute. Have a number 9 in there as opposed to having a false 9. So from an Orlando Pirates perspective, that's more or less how I see it, how I think they should line up. But it could be the very same lineup that they went with against Swallows. And then with Chipper United, you know, they've been very consistent with this lineup. So in goals, they've had Watenga, they've had Dunyela at right back, two center halves in Zulu and Roscoe Peterson. At left back, they've had Hanamu, and then in the heart of midfield, they had Semi Siabi and Mdlinzo. And then as the right wing, they've had Libito, and then on the left hand side, they've had Mukhele, and then they've had Ngele, who sort of plays behind the striker, and then they've had Evanga. So with regards to Chipper United, then sort of a hybrid system. They go with sort of a 4-4-2, but which transitions into a 4-2-3-1 or 4-5-1, you know, whenever they don't have the ball. So going into this game, then what we're gonna see is with Orlando Pirates 4-3-3, which is going to see them dominate possession, I think Orlando Pirates are going to have the lion's share of possession in this game. And I think this is what we're going to see, you know. We're going to see Chipper United being deep in their own half. Mgele will have to become the third midfielder in there. So, at times, I think this is what we're going to see. We're going to see them deep in their own half, Chipper United. And Orlando Pirates are going to look to dominate proceedings in their half. And coming into this game where you're going to have the lion's share of the ball, I think it's important then that you forgo one double pivot, which is a defensive midfielder. I think in this game you need a ball player in there. You know, that's why I say you need Nkanyiso Zungu, who is able then to penetrate a team which defends with a low block and institutes a low to mid block. A player who can pick those passes from deep central areas. Player who's very comfortable in vertical zone 2, 3, and 4. So this is more or less what we're going to see when it comes to this game. And it's going to be very important that Chipper are very solid from a tactical perspective, and that they're able then to make use of their counter-attacks, you know, whenever they do get their counter-attacks. But it's going to be a very interesting game with this one, and looking forward to this one, because I always love the relationship which is formed between a ball-playing side, which is offensive, which looks to dominate through triangulation, which looks to dominate in the pockets of vertical zone 2 and 4, which are the half spaces, and which looks to institute that free-flowing passing football against a team which institutes a low to mid block. Always a very interesting relationship to see how they try to break them down. So it's going to be very interesting with this one. But I think Pirates have the players and they've got the creativity to break down Chipper United when it comes to this game. And having a look at this game, I think two players were going to be very key. I think Makubela is going to be key in this game. And then Pule. And I think Pule is going to be key because I think he's going to be very important whenever he drifts into the half space. I don't think he's going to be occupying vertical zone 5 or vertical zone 1 out wide. I think he's always going to look to come in. And it's going to be very interesting to see how then do they break down this team and how Chipper go about things. Because from a defensive perspective, very pragmatic and very rigid. And then with regards to Chipper United, I think then Mukhako Loringele and Libito are going to be the important players. I say that because whenever Chipper United get a chance to deliver balls from set pieces, so you're looking at Ngele's quality, you know, from corners and free kicks, how will he then be able to ensure that he plays in quality balls? Because they've got the presence of Evanga, they've got Zulu, and they've got Roscoe Peterson. Players who can compete in the air, you know, against this Pirate side and look to score those goals from set pieces. And then, when you look at Libito, on the break, on the counter-attack, he's the one with the speed, he's the one with the threat on the counter-attack. So, going to be a very, very interesting encounter with regards to this one, you know. And with regards to Chipper United, you know, with regards to how they play, I think they're better suited coming up against an Orlando Pirates, against the Sundowns, a team that looks to dominate proceedings deep in their own half. I think Chipper United are very good at sitting very deep, very good at instituting the low to mid block, playing with a system which transitions from a 4-4-2 into a 4-2-3-1 and a 4-5-1 and a 5-4-1 at times when defending. So I think they very much suited when it comes to playing in this way, you know, because they can sit back and they are very comfortable when it comes to sitting back, sitting tight, and then hitting teams on the counter or looking then to play and use the set pieces, because that's the type of players that they have when you look at this Chipper United side. So, very interesting then going into this game. Also, when you look at Pirates then, how then do they look to strengthen, you know? Because we do know that they are trying new things and there are new players with regards to the personnel, you know. Players that they've recently signed in this window, how do they look to grow consistently, you know, and get those players performing consistently, you know? And also, when you look at Makubela, how then does he manipulate the ball in those tight spaces in such a game? Because he's going to be very important when it comes to breaking down this Chipper United side. But coming then into the extra time segment, where I then give my prediction of Orlando Pirates versus Chipper United. So, I think this is going to be a very interesting encounter. But I think Orlando Pirates, if Orlando Pirates start with a target man and they start with a number 9, I then see them winning this game. But if they don't start with the number 9, I think it's going to be a draw. And the reason why I say that is because if they start with the number 9 and they start early while Chipper United is a bit open, they can look to break down this Chipper United early, you know. But if they don't start with Mabasa and they look to integrate him only later on and they look to cross those balls, it's going to be very difficult against Roscoe Peterson and Zulu, because they're very well adept at defending that. So it's going to be a Pirates win, subject to them starting with Mabasa up front with an out-and-out number 9. But if they don't, then these two teams will share the spoils. So, we've come to the end of yet another special episode of Disky Talk with Luyolo. I thoroughly enjoyed doing the tactical analysis of Kaizer Chiefs versus Royal AM, which I have predicted will be a 2-1 win, if not 1-0 win for Kaizer Chiefs, and Orlando Pirates versus Chipper United, which will be a Pirates win, subject to them starting with a number 9. If not, then it is a draw. So, at home, do let me know how will these two encounters play out. Thank you very much for tuning in to yet another special episode of Disky Talk with Luyolo. Signing out.